It's no secret to my friends at Afters FM that I'm a girly girl. I love anything to do with beauty and fashion, and I used to work in magazines, so hence my obsession. I think with all the movies and TV shows, though, the reality of what really happens behind the pages of a magazine is very different. The Catfights, The Devil Wears Prada, and Park Street.
Welcome to Magazines Exposed.
A million girls would kill for this job.
Hi, I'm Tanya Gomez, and I'm the deputy editor of Clio.
How do you get over those obstacles and come up with new ideas every month?
I think it's all about being, you know, observative of things. So paying attention to what people around you are talking about, hitting copious amounts of blogs and newspapers, other magazines, like just really kind of being on the pulse of everything.
Is there anything kind of scandalous that's happened within the mag?
I know this is going to sound really boring, but Clio is actually like a really lovely magazine. And, you know, admittedly, when I first got the job to become deputy of Clio, I was a little bit apprehensive going, oh, I wonder what the culture's going to be like there. But unfortunately, there have been no catfights. Everyone's really lovely and everyone works really well together. And I think that just really comes from the culture, you know, that comes from the top and, you know, the kind of environment that you create around you.
Let's talk about the rivalry between Cosmo and Clio. You know, obviously they're competitors, but at the end of the day, they're in the same building. Is there really a rivalry there, or are you kind of working together?
Look, I think that there is a rivalry, but it's a healthy one. We're each other's biggest competitor, actually. So I think, in a sense, you have to have that sense of rivalry with them because it pushes both of us to put out there the best magazine. We will always sort of compete in that sense. So in terms of, like, fashion, beauty, those things and, like, features and stories, like, behind the scenes, like, I'm really good friends with the art director of Cosmo. So, and that hasn't affected our friendship in any way. Like, we both know it's still, we still have to do our jobs, it's still work, but it doesn't all work. It doesn't have to translate like out of work. The teams are both lovely, so you know, you don't take it personally. It's just like you guys are just each doing your own job. But we wouldn't be the magazines we are if we both didn't have that sort of healthy sense of rivalry between us.
Have you ever seen one of, like, the Clio editor and the Cosmo editor try and trip each other over in the hall or something like that?
Oh, wouldn't that be a sight to see? Oh, no. Everyone's, I think that would be an OHS matter as well.
Could we catch you at home on a Saturday night in your PJs, eating chocolate, watching TV?
You absolutely could, yeah. I don't know. I think having, I think getting a bit older now, that it's to me, like, it's okay now to do that. And sometimes I actually look forward to those weekends where I don't get out of my PJs and I just kind of stay home and relax. Clio's opened me up to a lot of things I probably wouldn't have discovered otherwise. Just, like, certain topics and subject matter that we cover, I guess I've become more learned on. But,
like, what?
Oh, look, I know an awful lot about relationships and dating and sex now. So probably things I probably didn't really need to know, but I do now. So that's been an eye-opener. And just in terms of, I don't think I've really changed as much, I think, which has been, I've been really conscious of, like, a lot of people can get caught up in the whole magazine thing, but I always remember that it's a job at the end of the day, and, you know, you still have to be you. But, you know, in saying that too, like, Clio has opened me up to many exciting opportunities. I've wanted to travel to really amazing places because of Clio and gone to some really amazing events and things like that. So
where have you travelled to?
I've been to Hawaii, so I was there for a week, about a year and a half ago. So that was for work and writing about it. I'm off to China in about 6 weeks once again to write for Clio, and then I'm going to Europe.
You work a year for her and you can get a job at any magazine you want.
Hi, I'm Eleanor Pendleton, the beauty editor of InStyle Magazine Australia.
What does your daily beauty routine involve?
Probably a million and one products. Obviously, being a beauty editor, I'm sent a lot of beauty products on a daily basis by PRs. So I get to paint my nails for a job. Unfortunately for me, I have normal skin type, so I don't react to everything. But at the moment, I don't use a foundation because I find they're quite heavy for my skin type. So I use a tinted moisturiser with SPF. I use a blush, a bronzer, an illuminator, a concealer, an under eye skin brightener. I prime before I put my makeup on, which is so important. Not only for your skin's health, but for your makeup application.
I've never actually used a primer before. What does it exactly do?
A primer does two things. It hydrates your skin and gives it an extra boost of moisture, just like a serum would, but you would use it after a moisturiser. And it also creates a canvas for your foundation, so it fills in those tiny fine lines. It just smooths out your entire